New Zealand's obviously doing well out of the tourism industry. Do you get lots of tourists there looking for Mordor?
Well, yeah, we did for the first lot that came. And for this one, Air New Zealand is a principal partner or supporter of The Hobbit and their in-flight entertainment, or their in-flight introduction at the beginning, you know, where to go on the plane is all done with hobbits and everything. And in their Air New Zealand magazine, they've got a whole spread dedicated to all the locations where you can go and various people doing tours of the locations.
So it must be a bit disappointing to some people when, you know, they get there and you know, there aren't hobbit holes and things like this. Yeah.
Well, no, there are hobbit holes.
Because they built that. They did actually build that, didn't they? Yeah.
It was a farmer's paddock and then they scouted it as a location and they talked to him and I'm sure...
That would be like big, wouldn't they? They would be big. They wouldn't be a normal-sized hobbit hole.
They'd be a normal so person
they'd be,
size.
They'd be a big thing.
I don't know. I haven't been to that.
The big hobbit hole.
I can see where this is going, Adam.
This makes you very excited.
Adam's keen on photographing big things.
Right.
And so it would be an oversized hobbit hole, which would make it technically a big thing.
Hobbit hole. Yeah, that's true.
New Zealand doesn't have many big things.
Mm. No.
But it gives
not
Adam
in
the
sense of big kitschy things.
Yeah, we do actually.
We've got a few, but not like Australia. We've
got a big carrot and
that's true.
A big fruit bowl and a big sheep
okay,
as
but,
well.
I don't want to distract us too much from the main topic. I'm just excited by this prospect. So we may return to talking about New Zealand.
Now, it strikes me that the farmer obviously decided harvesting hobbits was probably a very good crop.
Very good, because he actually managed to negotiate with him to keep it, because there is something that says that they have to take the sets down after they're finished. But they somehow negotiated to keep them up, and now it's, you can go to Hobbiton.
Very cute. Hobbiton, yeah. It's very cute.
Very cute. But please don't expect to see Mordor. It just doesn't exist.
Well, they blew it up at the end anyway, so I mean, really, it wouldn't just now.
Yeah. But we're very lucky. I mean, we very nearly didn't get the film to be made in New Zealand.
Why was that?
There was a big dispute between Peter Jackson and the Actors Union Guild, and our government also got hugely involved and gave them a massive tax break. And they were going to get a bigger tax break, I think, from Ireland or some other country, and there was lots of wheeling and dealing.
Because Guillermo del Toro was going to do it
in Ireland or something like that. I mean, that makes no sense at all to me.
Well, because Guillermo del Toro was going to direct it for a while.
Yes, he was. Peter
and
Jackson.
He's if you look through the credits, the end credits, you'll see his name pops up as they've obviously taken chunks of his storyline and that and incorporated it into it.
You can see the little elements on it. I mean, elements of his style in there. It's quite scary.
I remember some of his movies with
The Labyrinth.
We were looking at Gandalf back, weren't we?
We were. Apparently he didn't want to do it because, you know, well, he's already done it 3 times. But his family members said that the fans wouldn't understand if he didn't do it. Young family members, from what I understand.
I thought he might have had a concert with playing Magneto or something.
I would just please Christopher Lee's back.
Even though he's not supposed to be
there,
I'm glad he's there.
I recently discovered Christopher Lee's heavy metal recordings. And,
and his Christmas specials.
Yeah, and it's just changed my whole view of Christopher Lee. I want to see him in lots of things. So.
He does have that wonderful voice.
Yes,
he does.
It is interesting hearing heavy metal being sung by Sauron. It's good.